Shalom, everybody. In the beginning of Parshas Pinchas, Hashem praises Pinchas for stopping the plague that killed 24,000 people, Rachmana Litzlan. And Pinchas did that by executing the two people who were engaged in public, Gili Arayos, and in drawing people to serve Baal Peor. And Pinchas gets rewarded with what the Torah calls a bris shalom, a covenant of peace. And Pinchas also receives the incredible reward and zechus of becoming a Kohen. And the question is, what exactly is the connection between what Pinchas did and the rewards he received? Why should Pinchas becoming a Kohen have anything to do with executing Zimri and Cusbi? And how is that connected to a bris shalom, a covenant of peace? A beautiful explanation is given by the Sfas Emes, the Gerer Rebbe, Rebbe Yehuda Aryeh Leib Alter of Ger, who died in 1905. This idea is found in the Sfas Emes, and it was said in the year Tuf Resh Mem Hei, 5645, 1885. The Sfas Emes says that what Pinchas did at the end of last week's Parsha was very, very special, of course. But he was not the only one who had feelings of disgust and hatred for what Zimri did. When Zimri brought Cusbi and they did what they did, the Torah says at the end of last week's Parsha, Perek Chaf Hei Pasuk Vav, that they did it, Le'enei Moshe, Ule'enei Kol Adas B'nei Yisrael. They did it in front of Moshe and in front of all of B'nei Yisrael. And then the Torah says, Vehema Vochim Petach Oel Moed. The Torah says that they cried, Vehema Bochim. They were weeping at the entrance to the Oel Moed. Who is the they? Why is it written in plural? Vehema bochim pesach oel moed. The Torah says that Moshe and all of B'nai Israel saw it. So it could not just have been Moshe, or else the pasuk would not have been written in the plural. Rather, the Sfas Emes says that all of B'nai Israel were weeping. They were all sickened and revolted by what Zimri and Cusbi were doing. And yet, who executed Zimri and Cusbi? The very next pasuk, Perek Chaf Hei Pasuk Zayin, Vayar Pinchas, etc. Vayakam mitoch ha'eda vayikach romach biyado. Pinchas saw what was happening. Vayakam mitoch ha'eda. He got up from the congregation. He was part of the congregation. They all wanted to do something, but only Pinchas acted. In the words of the Sfas Emes, Pinchas hotzia mikoach el hapoel b'maseh. Pinchas translated or converted the feelings of B'nai Yisrael from potential to active, from passive to active, from inaction to action. They all felt the same way deep down in their hearts. They all wanted to do what Pinchas did, but only Pinchas had the courage to turn thoughts into action. And this, says the Sfas Emes, is why Pinchas was blessed with bris shalom. Because that is what shalom is all about. Shalom comes from the word shlemus, wholeness, completeness, totality. It's one of the names of Hashem. It's one of the names of God Himself, because God is perfect. He is complete. He is absolute. And that is what we want and what we strive for our whole lives. Shlemus. One unit of thought. One unit of action. My neshama and my goof working in harmony. I want to serve Hashem. We all do. But sometimes we're not complete. There's a gap, a disconnect for whatever reason between what we truly, truly want and what we actually do. Our thoughts, our intentions sometimes do not translate into action. So we strive for shalom. We bless each other with shalom aleichem. We bless each other to live a life of consistency, of shlemus. And the same is true when we say, Oseh shalom bimromav. Hu yaseh shalom aleinu, etc. We want there to be peace in the world. Of course, there's external shalom, physical shalom. Everyone, every nation, every person acting the way they truly and deeply know how to act. And there's also internal, spiritual shalom as well. Internal, spiritual shlemus as well. Pinchas, who exhibited shlemus by acting in exactly the way that he knew how deep down, he knew how to act. Pinchas was therefore zoche to bris shalom. And the Sfas Emes says that's also why Pinchas was Zoche, to become a Kohen. The power of a Kohen is to do exactly that. The power is bringing their thoughts and their actions into sync. The power of a Kohen is being what Pinchas was, of being Shalem, of working on Shlemus, and on helping all of Bnei Yisrael do the same. So it's only natural that Pinchas became a Kohen, because through their work, the Kohanim's work in the Beis HaMikdash, and through their work as teachers throughout Klal Yisrael, they help people reach levels of Shlemus. Imitz Hashem, we should all be Zochet to Shlemus. Have an amazing day, everyone.